Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is August 24th, 2015, and you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and today's show, The Healing Soul. Your host, Mary Beth Lombach-Nelson, is an author, spiritual teacher, Reiki master, Reiki teacher, and an intuitive. She enjoys giving readings and teaching classes, lectures, and seminars in both Michigan and abroad. Her goal is to teach you some intuitive techniques to open up your third eye while incorporating wellness and oneness. Her topic for today is to learn how to talk with your angels and spirit guides. You are never truly alone. So without further ado, I give you your host, Mary Beth.
Hi, Courtney. Thank you for the introduction. And welcome to The Healing Soul, Empowering Wellness and Oneness. Today's topic, I'm going to talk about spirit guides and connecting with them, and that when you're depressed and you really do feel alone, that you really do have a team of spirit that's working and rooting for you, and you just need to ask for help from your angels and your spirit guides. And they are there for you. So we all have spirit guides that help us through life. And as you spiritually grow and open up and go to higher levels, I believe that we get more and more spirit guides assigned to us. And if you don't know what a spirit guide is, a spirit guide is from a higher realm than the physical plane that we're on. And the spirit guide is available to help us in every way. We simply need to ask for that help. So I always start in the morning with my morning meditation. I ask all my spirit guides and all my angels to help me in everything that I do during that day. And then I thank them. So they want you to help and ask. So don't feel like you're burdening them with your troubles, because they want you to reach out to them and they're there for you. And a spirit guide isn't a crossover loved one, because I know giving readings, I get a lot of questions, and it's a spirit from a higher realm that is here to help you on the earth plane to learn and grow spiritually towards your life and soul's path in this lifetime and in the next. I believe that everyone has three spirit guides that are around to help you, that are from backgrounds, different parts of the countries. I mean, I have heard people say that they have Indian, Native American spirit guides, Buddhic, all over the world, which is very cool. That we really are universal and we're really connected consciously, God consciously, through one spirit, that we can all relate. So as far as techniques and learning who your spirit guides are, meditation, again, is just such a great way to open the door to meet your spirit guides. Ask for their name, ask to see in your mind's eye what they look like, and eventually you'll get a name, and some people even will get, you know, you've got your eyes shut during meditation, in your mind's eye, you'll visually see what they look like you're looking at a photograph in your mind of what they look like. And you can write notes so that you don't forget what they look like and what their name is. And then you can talk to them in meditation and use their name. Ona is one of my spirit guides. And if I'm having a hard time with something, I'll ask, please help me in this situation. And I always add, guide me toward my highest good and the highest good of all. So I know that I'm calling upon my spirit guides and getting good spiritual advice. And it's just a knowing that comes over you. That helps you follow your gut. You know, usually you have a good gut feeling on what you should be doing with your life. But spirit guides just help give that confidence to you to follow their advice and your own gut intuition. So I know there's periods of time, especially after the loss of a loved one, that you really could use help in getting through life circumstances, or when you're going through divorce, all the life crises. I mean, having your angels and spirit guides around to help you just gives you that much more strength and confidence to spiritually be empowered and give you the freedom to get through what you're going through. And it always helps. It's like having a prayer committee that's helping, sending you good vibes to get through whatever crises that you're going through. Or even if things are going good, it helps guide you on your soul's path with the advice that they can give you. And meditation is a great way. And once you've meditated for so long and talked to them and met them, you can just ask in your mind or even out loud, you know, I need your help, spirit guides. Please surround me and help me and guide me. And angels, please help me and guide me right now. And you can even state what the problem is and ask for the advice to come to you in a knowingness that is just that pop in your mind's eye, that you know what to do about the situation and where to go. We all have manifesting currents that go up and down our chakras. Our seven main chakras is what I always talk about. So we pull the current from the universal consciousness to us through our chakras to manifest what we want. That's why our thoughts are so powerful. And getting the guidance from our spirit guides and angels help us focus on what we want to manifest and what we want to give out. The liberating current is the current that goes up through the crown chakra up to the universal consciousness that moves us towards the freedom to do what we want, the confidence to know that yes, we can, and to expand spiritually and to become one with the universal consciousness. And the manifesting current that I'm talking about comes down from the universal, if you were looking up at the sky, through the crown chakra, down through all your chakras to your feet, grounding you and making your manifestation and focus to come true. So, Courtney, do you have any questions?
I know that some people are more wary of spirit guides because they feel like they're always going to constantly get bad information or negative information or be told that they're doing something wrong. So can you talk a little bit more about how spirit guides are not just there to tell you you're doing something wrong?
Well, if you are doing something wrong, it's a learning experience. So failure doesn't mean that you should quit. Or if you're given guidance or criticism, it's helping you to grow spiritually and physically in this lifetime. And spirit guides aren't negative. It's that power of the freedom to do what you want and free will. But they help to guide you on, they might say to you, do you really feel good about this decision when your gut already told you, it doesn't feel right and you shouldn't have gone that way. So it's just kind of a reassuring voice that's in your corner. And if you really are screwing up in your life, sometimes you need someone to say, hey, you need to go, you know, think about this more and how it's affecting yourself or your spiritual health. And I always add, for my highest good and the highest good of all. So I want them to inspire and push me to my highest good. So I think that statement kind of protects me too, of calling forth the highest spirit energy to come to me.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you go about, I know you talked a little bit about meditation helping you find your spirit guides and connect with them, but how did you personally go about connecting with your own guides?
Well, during meditation, when I was just clearing my mind and asking for the message of the day, that's how I started in my meditation. And then Ona kept coming to me, that name, and I'm like, I don't know anybody by that name. I wonder who that is. And then it finally dawned on me for the millionth time when that knowing thought came to me, she's my beautiful spirit guide, because I saw her in a flash. And then the name at the same time that I saw that mental image came to me. So I was like, oh, how cool is that? I just met one of my spirit guides. So that was like the first awareness. I knew I had them, but I didn't realize that they were trying to talk to me in meditation. So it's just, it's a very beautiful thing when they do finally reveal themselves. And even though they've always been there, it's just you're consciously now aware of them, not subconsciously aware of them. You recognize that they are there, what they look like, and you know what their names are. So it's just a very positive experience, and it's a way of letting go of fear and loneliness too, because fear just really holds us back and doesn't let us become who we really can be. And there really is nothing to fear in this lifetime, because we are our souls, our spirits just in this body, and nobody can kill our soul. So if you look at it that way, it's very freeing and liberating, and that we can manifest what we want through our thoughts and our actions and our goals.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take you to meet your spirit guide?
It took a little while. I remember going in my teens for a reading and having somebody tell me that I had a spirit guide who was a very tall, athletic gentleman with olive skin, and he kind of looked like he was Roman or Greek, and I just kind of threw it off. I was just kind of thinking, like, okay, you know, that's nice. I have a spirit guide. And then it happened again. I had went several years later for another reading, and I had another woman tell me the same thing. And I thought, okay, well, that's ironic to have two different people tell me the same thing. And that's when I realized I need to start paying more attention to the guides around me. I think that I'd always heard their voices and just kind of paid attention and acknowledged the messages, but I wasn't personally acknowledging them. So I took the time to try to sit down and really connect with my guides at that point, and you know, learn who they were and why they were around me, and what more I needed to understand or know. So I think I kind of fought it, whereas there is some people out there that do that, and then there's mm-hmm. other people who are like, you know, hey, wait a minute, I have these guides and they're here to help. Why would I ignore that?
Well, right, and it's such a beautiful thing to know. I mean, everybody's been depressed and gone through loss or crisis in your life. And what a beautiful thing to be able to be physically, you know, by yourself in a room, but really not be. And to know that you can talk to them, meditate, or just talk to them. I straight out, in my mind, will ask and receive answers from them and guidance daily. And I even do it when I give readings. I will, you know, do a little blessing, and then I ask my spirit guides to step forward and for the highest good of the client that I'm reading, talk to their spirit guides that have the best interest for the client's highest good. So it's really teamwork when I give a reading, that I'm getting a lot of input from spirit for the person's highest good, which is so bad.
Now, I've heard this before, and I don't know if you agree with this, but I've heard that spirit guides are not biased. You know, they're here for your highest good and your highest potential. They're not here to sway you necessarily down a path of dark, or, you know, take you down the wrong, you know, road based on how you are emotionally or anything along those lines. Do you feel that they're kind of non-biased and just here to really promote your highest potential and take you where you
go? I really do. I think that it, and you know, when I meditated this morning about this afternoon's show, freedom is what came to me, and freedom to choose. So I believe that your spirit guides, when you ask them for advice, know what your contract was for your soul when you came in this lifetime, what you needed to work on in this lifetime to reach a higher level, your next level. I feel like they're helping you get to that level however you need to. But the decision-making is up to you because you have free will and the freedom to make your actions and choices. And they can never interfere with your free will. Even if it's detrimental to yourself, what you choose, they can help and guide you. But ultimately, it is your responsibility to make yourself happy, no one else's. And we have that free will and freedom to make the choices and actions in our own life. So it's not like you're giving up control per se. They're just trying to guide you and give you information for your highest good and for your soul's path, because they know what karma you've come to work on in this lifetime. And once we're in the physical body, if we're not spiritually connected and in tune, we may have forgotten what we were here to do and get sidetracked. So it's kind of like they keep our focus on where we should be, and we can either choose to listen to them or not. But it's not their agenda. It's really your soul's agenda of why you came back and the karma that you came back to work on in this lifetime.
I'm really glad that you brought up the concept of free will, because I've actually been personally asked the question of, you know, doesn't spirit guides kind of take away that free will element because their goal is just to stick you where's right? And I always try to remind people that nothing can influence free will. It's our divine right as humans to be able to choose where we go, what we do, and how we do it. Their goal is just to kind of help steer us if we get off track. And at the end of the day, we don't always have to listen. I mean, I don't know if you've ever had this situation where your spirit guide was kind of telling you, you need to do this, you need to do this, and you need to do this. And it's kind of like, wait a minute, but it's not the right timing. Like, wait a hot second.
Because we doubt ourselves. You know, we doubt ourselves, and we don't see what's around the bend, whereas spirit might know what's coming, that we doubt ourselves and we think, oh, it's not the right time, and we make excuses. And then sometimes the timing is right when they nudge you, and you might miss an opportunity. So I always say to have an open mind, even if it doesn't sound like something that could come to pass for you personally, have an open mind and go for it and let go of the fear. And it might be the best thing that you weren't expecting to happen that changes your life for the better.
That seems to be how life works, though, right? I mean, we have a situation where we just can't see past it. We don't see through it. And yet it may work out for the best. And then we look back on that situation and go, wow, it really did. It led me to this, 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 and this. You know, it made me stronger so that I could deal with the things that were coming and see them in the best positive light.
Well, it's like when your physical body and your soul go through crises in this life, a lot of times the most tragic thing that's happened in your life ends up being the most empowering and is your soul's path. And it's like that aha wake-up call that your physical body gets from your soul of, hey, this is really why you're here and you need to go this way. And it's like transcendence, and it's like a slap in the face of, you're awake again. It's like, oh yeah, now I remember what my soul came here for. And transcendence is really a state where there's no boundaries. You're just in immense joy. You feel it throughout your being. You know your soul's path again. You realize you're connected to spirit guides, to angels, to the universal oneness of cosmic consciousness, that you're a part of it and it's in you. And of course you can do anything with focus and action and persistence. So, I mean, if you just keep at it and keep listening to the guidance and what your gut, that intuition tells you, once you're on your soul's path, there's no stopping you. So it's very, it is freeing, you know, and that's like my theme for today is the freedom to choose and the freedom to make yourself happy because you are responsible for your own happiness. That's that free will, that you can be told this is what you need to do, but you follow your gut and what you feel, and synchronicity seems to happen when you're on the right path too. Haven't you found that, Courtney, that when you choose to do something, all of a sudden, like, magical things just open up for you?
Yes, I've experienced that. It's like once you make one decision, there's a ripple effect, and the universe goes, okay, because you've made this one empowering decision, this is not, I don't want to say consequences, because everybody always thinks negative when you hear the word consequences, but it's almost like reactions. You're creating positive reactions around you.
Well, yeah, because it's the choices. It's like flicking one domino with your first positive choice, and then you start to say positive things about your life that, oh, yes, I can do this, and you think more positive. And then three more dominoes slip down, and before you know it, you're walking through an open door that a year ago you would have said, I could never do that, but yet you're walking through the door because you took that first, I don't want to say risk, but it almost is a risk to get out of your comfort zone and to walk in a new direction that is, you know, out of your normal position or career. It's a big leap of faith, I guess you would say. But then when other good things start, it's like that domino effect where you get an opportunity and it's possible for you to achieve. But you are. And again, I really think it goes back to letting go of fear and stop holding yourself back, because that's what fear does. That's what doubt does. And I don't want to say to be egotistical, but if you open up and say, yes, I can, of course I can. If somebody else did that, well, I can do that too. It's just positive self-talk, self-acceptance, and self-love that opens you up to new opportunities. And I always say that it's a choice to be positive and look at things positively and talk about yourself in a positive way, never in a negative way. And I really think once you let go of judgment of others, more good things happen to you too, because we're all connected.
I agree. Now, you talked a little bit about crises and kind of like aha moments or epiphanies. When did you experience your epiphany or your kind of like your crisis moment that helped you really connect with your guides and really understand them?
Well, I had several during this lifetime, but my first one was when I was, I had gone in for surgery and I had my near-death experience and I was hemorrhaging to death and they didn't know it. When they went in, when they discovered it for the second surgery is when I left my body and I saw the bright light. I felt one with God. And my father came to meet me and talked to me and said, you know, what are you doing with your life? It was kind of like a refocusing because I was in an abusive relationship that I needed to get out of. And it was like a big aha moment of I already knew I wasn't on my right path, but I was just busy day to day. And it's like sometimes it's easier just to keep going on the same path because it's harder to change. Change is scary. But once you realize that change is empowering, and that you have the freedom to make better choices, and good things will come when you do have apply action to it. That after I woke up and realized that I did die and that I came back and that every day is a blessing, I have a purpose to do in this lifetime. And if people said negative things, oh, you can't do that, or you could never do that, or you don't have that, or you don't have... It's like, yes, I do. And I wasn't being conceited or anything. It's just that knowingness that we are capable of so much more than what we think we are. So it really changed me. People noticed the change in me. And I started to meditate. My guides presented themselves. My angels were around me. And I felt like angelic intervention had been a part of my life that I didn't realize. And I felt spiritually connected all around. And that's when my life got better. But it was just me opening up to it and realizing that there's so much more than just this life plane that we're on right now, and that it's up to us to make ourselves happy in the choices that we make, and that we're never alone in a decision, that we have angels around us that help, we have spirit guides that help, and they want what's best for our highest good. And like I said, they know about our soul's path and the choices that will help us get there. They won't make the decisions, but like a good friend, they'll give you advice, and it's up to you to either take it or not to. They'll never force you to take it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, I'm glad you shared that.
So, and I don't think that you have to have a near-death experience to realize your spirit guides. All you need is an interest and to ask them to help. And your angels are the same. They're waiting for you to ask for help, and they're around and can bless you and guide you in your day. And I know I sound like a broken record, but meditation is the best way to open that door to spiritually grow and expand and to talk to them and ask for messages. And again, you know, our chakras are our connection. I believe to universal consciousness, that, like I said, we pull down through our crown chakra, that manifesting current that make through our body from the universal consciousness our reality. And then the liberating current comes up through the ground to your feet, up your seven chakras, back up to the universal consciousness, confirming that yes, you can manifest and do these things. And it's that spiritual confidence of taking risks and going places and doing things that you've never done before, because you realize you're totally capable. It's okay to fail once or twice. You learn, you grow, and you expand spiritually and even reach a higher level. I had talked about the seven planes before. We've got the seven chakras connecting to the universal oneness, where all the knowledge and spirituality is stored. And I really feel like from the physical body, you know, we raise up to the astral, to the lower astral, to the middle astral, higher astral, to the buddhic, where you've got pure consciousness and you're receiving messages regularly. And then the atmic is the highest plane, where I feel like we're pulling and manifesting from. And every single person can do this. It's just a matter of focus, growing spiritually, connecting, asking for help, letting go of fear, and just believing in yourself, having self-acceptance and self-love for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I agree as well. We're getting to about the halfway point of the show. Would you like to take a break real quick for an announcement?
Sure. Okay.
Awesome. So upcoming events with Mary Beth include the release of Mary Beth's children's book, An Irish Wish, which will be available by the end of August and will be available on Amazon.com for purchase. You can search under Mary Beth Rombach Nelson. On September 26th, at noon, Mary Beth will be offering a Reiki 1 certification class. You must call to pre-register, and the number for that is 734-560-0355. Mary Beth is also available on the second and fourth Saturdays during the month from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Crazy Wisdom Tea Room in Ann Arbor, Michigan. During this time, she is available for intuitive readings and private appointments. For more information and to listen to Mary Beth's archive shows, please visit www.bodymindspiritradio.com and click on The Healing Soul. You can also connect with her by website or by phone at 734-560-0355, and her website is www.spiritualintuitivemb.com, and that MB is M as in mom and B as in boy.com.
And now back to your host, Mary Beth.
So what it really goes back to, as far as getting to know your spirit guides and your angels, is your intuition, because your intuition will tell you, like I kept hearing that name, and it's kind of like I didn't know at first when I first started to meditate, you know, who is this? I don't know anyone by the name Ona. Who could that be? And I thought, well, maybe I got the wrong message, and you doubt. And then the more you open up spiritually and intuitively, you just, it comes to you in a knowingness through your intuition. Oh, that's my spirit guide. And then just being open enough to literally visually see in your mind's eye, like you're looking at a photograph of your spirit guide or of your angel, it's like, it's totally reassuring, and it creates, I guess, a spiritual confidence that you know you've got a group of higher spirits and angels around you that want the best for you. So no matter what your life circumstances, if you didn't get acceptance from your mother or your father or someone that you needed acceptance for, or if you had a critical person in your life, know that you aren't alone. You have positive spirit guides and angels that want the very best for you and your soul. And learn from every experience. Try to stay in the now moment. Grow, enjoy life, and learn from everything. And just know that, yes, you can. If you know something's right for you, take the action steps to make it happen for yourself. Because once again, you have free will. You have freedom to do anything in this lifetime that you choose to. You just need to take responsibility and take the action step toward making it happen. Know that your spirit guides are giving advice. You have free will. They can never take your free will away. So don't be afraid to meditate and to ask them to come forward. And, you know, if your spirit guides are coming into your mind regularly, you can say, you know, I don't need you today, but thank you. So you can call them and tell them to recede if you want to just focus yourself too. But I daily ask for help from my spirit guides and my angels, and it just makes you feel more confident and more empowered, and just more spiritually whole and confident that you can do anything that you need to do that day. And I always put, you know, the white light of the Holy Spirit around me when I drive, and I ask my angels and guides to protect me, and when I fly. So it gives you that comforting feeling of knowing that you have spiritual help around you and protecting you on a daily basis. And especially in times of crisis, it just gives you strength to know that tomorrow is going to be a better day and that you're not alone. Do you have any other questions, Courtney?
I have two, but we'll start with the first one.
Okay.
You talked about angels and spirit guides. So for our listeners out there, what do you feel is the difference between an angel and a spirit guide, and how can one tell the difference?
You can tell the difference because spirit guides, I have a group that I guess I would call a global group, because they're not just one ethnicity. They have different backgrounds, like Buddhism and Native America, and I can see them like a photograph. And it's like mind-to-mind talk, even though if they were in life, they would speak a different language. We can all relate and hear each other and connect spiritually, mind-to-mind. And angels are different. Angels are on a different realm, and I feel angels are at a higher level, and they have specific responsibilities that they help you with in your life. And I do feel there are certain angels that you feel more connected with, but I feel your spirit guide and your soul got together before you came here in this physical life and you were a baby and decided to come back, and reincarnate, and they sat down with your soul purpose and what you needed to grow with. And they know your soul's path and your life plan and your karma you need to work on. I feel like the angels are there at a higher level, a more heavenly level, that they help when called upon around the world, but they're not specifically designated to the, to you. Does that make sense? They're more, if you call upon them, they're there to help. And you might find one angel responding to you, and like Gabriel helps me in my writing, and I feel very connected to the angel Gabriel. But I feel guides have been with me since my soul decided to come back. So I don't know how, if does that explain it to you, or do you want me to further? Okay.
The other question I had for you, and this is kind of a two-part question. Some people talk about animal totems or animal guides. Do you feel like they are spirit guides as well?
I do. I feel like they are a different kind of guide. It's like I have seen two or three different animals regularly, but I haven't really expounded on that more. I rely more on my spirit guides that have a physical face in my mind's eye. But I do definitely believe that people have an affinity and relate to animal totems that show up again and again and again in their life that you're drawn to naturally. So that is definitely something that I would like to further learn about, because I haven't really got into that per se so much. But I definitely have certain animals that I feel have come into my life and that I've seen while meditating, and I've had other people tell me the same. So I do think that they have special meaning and importance in your life. But as far as messages, I haven't really got messages from my animal totems, but yet they can have spiritual meaning too and give comfort.
And so, then the last question I had for you was, I know you talked about meditation is a great way to pick up on your spirit guides and your angels. But are there other methods of doing so, like dream work? I know sometimes people receive messages through dreams or even through pets. A lot of times people will get very wary when their pets are, you know, staring at a corner, barking loudly, and they kind of think, oh, shoot, I have a ghost in the house, but really it could be a guide. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Well, it's as far as... you know, when your animals react that way, I do think that they, I know that they pick up on spirit, and it can be, and I will literally, I won't say it out loud, but in my mind, if I'm sitting on the couch and the dog's staring by the fireplace and, you know, the fire's not going, there's nobody there, the TV's not on, like, okay, that's not what he usually does. And I'll ask, who's here? And sometimes I'll get mom. Mom's here, you know, my mom is here, and then I'll smell lilacs. As little kids growing up, we had a lilac bush in back. So, like, not only does she tell me mentally it's mom, I'll get a scent that it's mom. And then sometimes I'll ask who's here, and I'll get Ona. And then it's like, really think about something, a decision I just made, and reflect on it. So she won't tell me what to do, but just kind of guide to reflect. Self-reflection and writing down what you feel and think is a great way that helps you decide what you need to do for you. And it's good for your intuition too, because following what you feel instead of just what you think. But yeah, there can be a number, you know, and angelic help too. Like when I go in my office and I ask Gabriel to help me in my writing, sometimes I almost feel like my fingers are moving on the keyboard without me consciously doing it. And I know that sounds crazy. So I know that Gabriel's come when that happens. So I guess it's like a knowingness, and then physically asking out loud or in your mind, who's here? And the more you do it and the more you practice on a daily basis communicating, and I call it just opening up your soul to it, because we're just a spirit in this body. And if we open up to allowing the messages to come and not doubting and not fearing, if we remove those two things gradually and continuously, the more open we get, the more messages we get, and the more we can discern who is coming to us and, you know, what their message is. And it really can be empowering and life-changing and liberating, and it teaches us how to manifest what we want to happen in our life and make our life better, and to take personal responsibility of not complaining of, well, this person did this, so this is why I'm here and why I'm unhappy. No, it's your choice to rise above it, take positive change, self-reflect, journal. If I could do anything, what would make me happiest? How am I going to make that happen for myself? Do I need to go take classes? What do I need to get myself there? And then take baby steps on a daily basis to move toward your goals and your soul's purpose. It's like they're your teachers. You've got this pool of teachers and angelic help and crossed over loved ones, but you can still talk to them. You can still have guidance from them. And ultimately, you still have free will in the end to make the decision actions that make you happiest in your own life, and the free will to choose what you're going to do next. And if you're not happy, make the choice to change and do the action steps that need to get you to a place where you're happy in the now moment. And books, reading spiritual books are really, you know, they get you to think in a different way. You can take what you like and leave what you don't. The one book that I read was the Urantia book, The Mysteries of God and the Universe, is just a different way of thinking. There's so many books. I mean, maybe for my next show, my top 10 of spiritual books that really helped me grow, that would help you grow too, because they're really, really moving. And it gets you just thinking in a new way and not having a closed mind to certain topics and just, you know, thinking about the possibilities of what is possible for you and others. It can really enrich your life and have you expand spiritually. And again, like I said before, I feel like the higher that we go up in expanding and realizing that we're all one, the more guides will come forward to teach you even more and have you keep expanding through the years. Have you experienced this, that you've received new guides as you've grown through life crises?
Yes, I have. It's almost like a growing family.
It is. And it's like, how cool is that? Like I said, you know, I was very blessed to have a beautiful family. And my dad was always like, you know, you can do anything you set your mind to, very positive. But everybody doesn't have that. But it doesn't have to be your reason for not succeeding, because we do have all these spirit guides that are there to help us. We have these heavenly angels that are around and can talk to us daily and intercede for us. And just having gratitude for the small things in life, it tends to put you more in a positive place. And you look at life more positively. And the other book that I read when I was first learning to meditate was A Course in Miracles. And that really has different lessons and profound quotes in it that really, it touched my soul. So there's just so many different ways to grow spiritually and keep expanding. And my new book that I just finished writing is talking about spirituality and children. And it's about an Irish fairy, and an Irish wish is to believe in yourself and how magical friendships are and how we all have different abilities and to appreciate the differences. You know, even as children, we can learn that as adults too. And I always pull an angel card for the theme of our show. And what I pulled for the Healing Soul today is the Angel of Freedom. I am always free to choose love, independence, and creativity. And so what I take from that is the choice is yours. You're free to choose whatever you want, to do the hard work, take classes, take a different job, learn what is your soul's path, and then to embrace the creativity of writing or art or theater, or to dare to go somewhere or do something that you've never done before, because maybe it will bring you the most joy that you've ever felt in this lifetime. So go for it, and know that you are free to choose, that nothing can hold you back except yourself. So I didn't know, did we have any other questions from the message board?
No, you've answered all of them. And okay. We have plenty of listeners out there. So I would just like to throw out there, thank you everybody so much for listening.
Yes, I appreciate it. And I thank you for listening, and I look forward to talking to you again. And have a great week, and know that self-acceptance and self-love and free will are really important to opening up intuitively. And the next time you meditate, ask your guides, if you've never met your guides, ask them to present themselves and to come forward. And don't give up if you don't get a name or a vision right away. It might take 2 times of asking while you're meditating, or it might take a month or 3 months. But just have the confidence to know that they are around you. And even if you don't know their names, you can just say, you know, spirit guides, I really could use some guidance on whatever issue it is, and that they're there for you. And it's that first thought that pops into your mind that you know isn't yours. I'm a big believer in journaling the messages that you receive and dating them. Being open to your guides and angels to talk to you before you go to sleep at night. And I always add, for my highest good and the highest good of all. And then if you have a vivid dream or a message from your angels or guides when you wake up, have your notebook to journal before you get out of bed. And then you can reflect back on your spiritual journey and path that you've been on. And it's profound, the wonderful, beautiful things that come through about your life before these messages, you know, have even come true in your now moment, but they will. And it just helps to guide you and to make your life more peaceful, and know that you are never alone. And so I just want to send healing love to everyone listening. And I thank you for listening to The Healing Soul, and have a beautiful week. Goodbye.
I just want to remind everyone, for more information and to listen to Mary Beth's archive shows, please visit bodymindspiritradio.com and click on The Healing Soul. You can also connect with her by website and phone at 734-560-0355 and www.spiritualintuitivemd.com. Feel free to contact Mary Beth about any of the events mentioned earlier in the show, and have a wonderful rest of the month.